And how is your relationship with Zach now? Is
it great. It was really fun hanging out and you know, being friends again and rocking, you know, playing, you know, rehearsing and playing the show. It was great.
Kind of regretful in a way that, you know, Rage Against the Machine popular, but also had a, you know, wasn't just hollow kind of rock music. There's a message to it. In the last couple of years in the U.S., the politics have been pretty ripe for the picking. Was there ever any frustration that they don't have that giant stage to get the word out?
No, not really. I mean, it's not like, I mean, it's been more than a couple of years, you know. I think the United States has been, I'd say, exactly, you know, 6 3/4 years.
Yeah. Around November, I think.
Yeah. but you know, that, I mean, that was actually one of the major, part of the major impetus for me to do the Night Watchman, you know. Like, I had been, you know, doing Axis of Justice, the political organization with Serj Tankian, and I've been doing Audioslave, and for me that wasn't enough. Like, I needed, an artistic or a musical outlet to, you know, to get my opinions and my worldview out there. And I found this, you know, through an acoustic guitar, three chords, and the truth, that's for me, has been a very effective way.
I thought this was interesting. So you've been doing some movie scoring. How did you get into that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing that for a very long time. You know, and it's not my favorite thing to do, frankly, because, like, in rock and roll or in the Night Watchman stuff, I don't have a boss. You know, like, when you do, like, scores for a movie, there's a director and a music head of the company who are like, make it sound more sad. And I'm like, I don't want a boss telling me to make it sound more sad. but it is very interesting to do, and like, I really loved working with Michael Mann, on a couple movies, and it's very interesting. It's a very different way of thinking about music, of sort of tailoring it to picture as opposed to sort of just organically writing a song.
I guess Rage Against the Machine song was used in, what was it, Higher Learning?
Lots of different movies.
Yeah, and I, at the time I was like, oh, wait a second, Rage Against the Machine almost felt a little bit like, wait a second, they're selling, but what's your take on that and lending your band's music to soundtracks?
Well, I mean, the idea is that with Rage Against the Machine, we lent music to, with some exceptions, we lent music to movies that we believed in. I thought Higher Learning was a great movie, and that it was the John Singleton sort of take on racism and education and the rise of the right wing was something that Rage Against the Machine should be involved in. That didn't seem at all like, you know, within the boundaries of selling out. We did lend songs to movies that were less sort of, you know, ideologically okay. Like, we did a song for the Godzilla movie, and that was just, you know, basically because I was a huge fan of Godzilla.
Yeah.
Wasn't any more complicated than that. The movie turned out to be not so great, but it was, you know, sometimes you don't have to overthink things.
I'm more of a Mothra fan myself.
Mothra fan, yeah. Mothra's all right.
So what's are you going to, after these few gigs with Rage are done, are you doing more Night Watchman stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'm touring all summer, U.S., Canada, and Europe, and then probably again in the fall, you know, coming back around, trying to figure out what the bill will be for then. But yeah, I really love doing this, and it's been a great outlet. And you know, it really, for me, the biggest creative leap forward since I learned how to play guitar solos, you know, the idea of sort of taking all of the responsibility of, you know, every note, every chord, every lyric, and you know, trying to craft something that matters is something that is pretty exciting, and I love doing it. So I'm going to be doing this for a while.
Right. I'm coming back around to it because I have to. There must have been some talk during the tours and stuff with Zach about, you know, what the future holds. No, not at all.
The tours with Zach. I'm not sure I understand.
With the new Rage dates, there must have been a little talk of, well, what are we doing? What's happening?
Well, we've only played one show, right?
That's true. Okay,
yeah,
but the upcoming, so we will,
yeah,
just...
I mean, there was talk, and we decided to play more than one show, you know? Fair, like, enough. Originally we were going to play one show, and then it was, you know, I think three other ones, and now I think we added another New York one, and, you know, we're just taking it easy, and we're going to, you know, see how this goes, and everybody enjoyed playing one show.
And you got along for the one show so far.
It was great. It was great. I look forward to the next show.
Well, I guess there's a lot of pressure because everyone, as soon as people hear, wait, they're good, they're reuniting for a show, there must be a giant amount of pressure. And it's almost, there must be a feeling like, oh, that's almost like giving in if we do it with
that. No, I don't do it that way at all. I mean, there's certainly, I mean, as soon as there was like the inkling that we were going to play any show, it was, you know, every manager in the world and every booking agent, you know, everybody wants, everybody's like, dang, dang, dang. And so I think that we've been really smart about it. We've treated it just like it's, you know, like it's a show at a local club. You know, we don't have a manager, we don't have an attorney, it was four guys having to learn, you know, 14 songs and then go play them, and that's the way that we look at it. And so I think that feels very healthy.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the time you took to talk to us.
It is my pleasure.
Hopefully, we'll see you in one incarnation or the other in Calgary pretty soon.
I look forward to it. And the last time I was in Calgary, or two times ago I was in Calgary, I became a Flames fan.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't know anything. I didn't know hockey from anything. And it was right when the, you know, NHL was kind of coming back, right?
Yeah.
The driver was a huge Flames fan and was kind of telling us about how hockey's back and sort of the history of the Flames and the rivalries and all this. And I was like, all right, you know what? That's going to be my team. So I bought, like, Flames swag. I got a hat. I got the shirt. And I always check those sports ticker on Sports Center to see how we did.
That's awesome.
We didn't do well enough this year. Right?
No, this year wasn't a terrific year. I would have got in the playoffs, but
yeah.
Well, if you come to Calgary now, the people know that you'll be even more.
Let me tell you, they're my team. Like, I don't know anything about hockey, but I know that I'm a Flames fan.
That is awesome.
I have Flames pride. So let's step it up next year. All right, people.
All right. Thanks very much, Tom. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.